We are one day away from the Sask Snow Show. I've got Derek Silversides with me. Welcome to the show and good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
So far, so good. It's pretty early, though. Anything could happen, right?
Absolutely. And I imagine that today's probably a slightly busy day for you, seeing as you have the event starting
tomorrow. Yeah, our event is firing up right away. Luckily, I'm only co-managing the show. So I have a co-manager, Jen, who handles all of the hard work. She's at the show getting the exhibitor set up. And I just have to do these comfortable interviews.
Get up nice and early and come hang out in a radio studio,
yeah, that's right.
Hey? All right. Well, I always like to establish when we talk about events like this, you know, assume that people listening right now, many people know about the show, but let's say someone just moved here and doesn't know anything about it. How would you describe the Sask Snow Show?
Well, the Sask Snow Show is a winter recreation trade show. So we've got, I'd say, anywhere between 70 and 90, I don't know the exact number, 70 and 90 exhibitors in our show.
Wow.
And it's historically been a snowmobile trade show, but this year we've expanded it to more a generalized winter recreation trade show. So you've got snowmobiles, you've got ice fishing shacks, you've got these really cool, they're called widescape stand-up snowmobile type scooters.
Okay.
It's really fantastic.
I need to see one of these.
You got to try it out, yeah. And they've got, what else do we have? We've got this Sherp coming in. It's sort of like a little mini tank. And they can use it to climb over boulders, cross the ice, that sort of stuff. Eh?
That's amazing.
Yeah, but the thing most people get excited about is the really fantastic deals on clothing and accessories.
Okay.
Because it's not just snowmobile gear, right? You probably need a pair of winter boots. You need a winter jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find them at like 70 or 80% off at the show. So people are usually most excited about the clothing and accessories.
You know, I really like that idea too, because I mean, like with the clothing and the apparel that would be sold there would be, you know, very winterized, winter ready. And I mean, for example, we just got a new dog at home that we now have to walk every single day in the winter.
Yes.
And I find that that kind of apparel is much better to have at the front door for whenever we go out in minus 50.
Yeah. And what's really neat about a lot of it, because actually I was not really even a snowmobiler before I landed this job. And so I was kind of thrown into the world of snowmobiles and that kind of thing. And I was blown away by how lightweight the stuff is.
Yeah.
And not only is it 10 times warmer, it also weighs nothing, because that's one of their main things. They want everything light, right?
Absolutely.
So, the boots, they don't even feel like you're wearing boots. They've got amazing grip and they're super warm. And same with the gloves, right? So, yeah, the equipment is a higher standard than you would probably find just at any big box store.
Like state-of-the-art technology.
Yeah, and all of them are local companies. Like, they're Saskatchewan based, the majority
right.
of them, right? So you're not just supporting the Snowmobile Association and the trail system, you're also supporting small business in Saskatchewan. So,
and possibly getting some of your Christmas shopping done early. Right?
Most of it, yeah. If you've got a sledder in the family, it's the time to do it.
Now, on sites, you've talked about the amount of vendors you guys have there in different displays. It sounds like you're taking over all of Prairie Land Park.
Yeah, we've got an entire hall. Last year,
We
were down to a half size coming off of COVID.
Right, naturally.
And then this year, we were able to expand back to a full size show. So it's bigger and better than ever.
Let's talk presentations. What are people going to be seeing there as far as what you have on the schedule?
So sort of throughout the show, we have different kinds of presentations going on. Different exhibitors come up and speak about various topics. Avalanche Canada is always there to talk. And while avalanches may not be a huge issue or concern in Saskatchewan, a lot of our riders do travel to the mountains. So it's important for them to have an understanding of basic avalanche safety. We've got Acquired Brain Injury is there talking about keeping your head safe, protect your melon, wearing a helmet, that kind of stuff. We've actually got the Tornado Hunter there this year.
No kidding.
Which is kind of cool, right? You know, he's going to be talking a bit. And then I mentioned the Sherp thing, that little tank guy.
Yeah.
They're going to do some talking because they're kind of unveiling it, so to speak, at the
show.
Oh,
lucky us.
They're going to be not just presenting and talking, they're going to be taking it out into the parking lot and doing some demonstrations as well.
So this sounds like something that people are going to want to plan at least a good chunk of their day or multiple days to come and hang out.
Yeah, we do have a 2-day pass. So you can get the day pass, $15 at the door, or you can pick up the 2-day pass and it's $25. So you save $5 and you can come back the next day, maybe get some of those last minute blowout sales, right?
And as far as people coming down, if they got kids and such, it's an all ages event. I'm assuming you got stuff for everybody.
Yeah, so I'm a dad myself. And so when I got involved in managing the show, we felt it was really important to emphasize the family aspect.
Right.
Because snowmobiling is really a family sport. Like there's a ton of young riders, a lot of people with their kids, they take them out to the shacks for wiener roasts and that kind of thing. Hey, And we did add a family area this year. It's just a big seating area where once the kids are getting overloaded, you can dump them there. There's crayons and coloring pages. We've got a guy coming to do balloon animals.
Excellent.
He's probably going to have a heck of a time making snowmobiles, but you know, he'll do his best.
It sounds like you have you've covered every angle this year, and it's going to be bigger and better than ever.
I sure hope so. It's been a bit of work getting it back to the full size,
Yeah. And
I think it's going to pay off.
Well, people can come on down tomorrow and Saturday, Prairieland Park. What time is everything going to be taking place both days?
So Friday, doors open at 2, and it runs till 8,
okay.
2 to 8 on Friday, and then 10 to 7 on Saturday. And yeah, you can just pick up tickets right at the door.
You keep it extra simple.
It's got to be simple, yeah.
I love it. Derek, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Sask Snow Show, Friday and Saturday of this week. Best of luck with the event.
Thank you.